Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The construction of the Panama Canal was a great leap forward for global transportation. But did you know that the project was a boon for paleontologists as well? Alex Hastings, visiting professor of paleontology at Georgia Southern University, reveals how work on the canal continues to provide us with information about an ancient species.
Fossil crocodilians have been largely a mystery from Central America, with only a few fragmentary finds from a limited number of sites. The first fossil crocodilians reported go back to the initial excavations of the Panama Canal in 1912. Fossil crocs from this part of the world went largely unknown until funding from the National Science Foundation allowed for a large project to take full advantage of the newly exposed rock resulting from the widening of the canal. These rocks have not seen the light of day in over 19 million years, and now they're giving researchers the first glimpse at ancient life in this part of the world. In 2009, graduate student Aldo Rincon discovered the first fossil crocodilian skull from Central America as part of this project. Analysis of the skull revealed it as a new species, representing a primitive link between the alligators that evolved in North America and their descendants, the caimans of South America. Another crocodilian skull was discovered in a slightly younger rock formation in 2011, confirming the presence of a second new species. Close relations between the Panamanian species and the South American caimans confirmed that they were dispersing across the short seaway from Panama to South America, which were not connected at the time. This discovery helps support recent findings that the seaway was much shorter than previously thought. Alligators and caimans do not have salt glands and cannot process salt water, and thus could only disperse across small distances of salt water. These discoveries in Panama allow us to see how animals have dispersed in the past, learn how successful they were, and learn more about what makes a species successful in a new area. Findings of this study become relevant as we deal with modern invasive species such as the non-native caimans and pythons of the Florida Everglades.
That was Alex Hastings of Georgia Southern University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.
Alligators all over.